universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Oh, my dogs. I can't believe I have dogs and the things I have to go through for these dogs. Well, I actually don't go through them for my dogs. I do it for my family. If you really want a whole description of Nelson and Coco and Blaze, podcast 134 talks about them in extensive detail. But today, I have to tell you, I can't believe I did this. I put in a doggy door. Well, I did it for my wife. One of our dogs, and it's the oldest one, Coco, isn't making it through the night, and he pees on the floor in the basement, and she has to clean it up, and it's just getting hard. And so she kept after me for the longest time, put in a doggy door, put in a doggy door, put in a doggy door. This time she said, you know, maybe if you put in a doggy door, he would be able to get out and pee outside instead of in my house. Well, with that, I put it in. It was in the kitchen, not in the door itself. I decided to put it right next to the door. They can go in and out. It's really kind of cool. And it flows onto our deck, and they can walk down the deck then to the backyard. And our backyard is totally fenced, so it really works great. Well, once the door was in, then we had to teach them to use it. So we started with some treats and having a treat in the hand and right by the door, and they come towards it and you push the door open, you toss the treat out, and they go out. And when they were barking to come in, instead of bringing them in the big man door right next to this little doggy door, we'd open the flap and hold a treat, and they go, oh, a treat. And we'd walk them in and drop it on the floor, and they'd grab it. And after about a week, Nelson got it. He was going in and out like crazy. Coco, the old man, and Blaze, the shy, timid queen, nope. And so we keep on training and training. In fact, a couple times I've even taken the dogs and kind of walked them over with a treat or just over to the door. They kind of know this is now where they have to go in and out, but they don't realize they can just put their head down and push it through, like Nelson. And so I'd actually sometimes take the dog and just kind of push them forward to the... But they dig their toes down on the hardwood floor, and they're, no, I'm not going through that thing now! And, oh, the training continues. Oh, my gosh. Blaze is getting it a little bit now. Today, for example, I did that. I kind of pushed her out, and she didn't resist too hard. And then I was just in the other room here in my study working on something, and I was waiting to hear her bark, and here she comes jingling in. So she found it and came in from the outside. So, you know, training is working. Well, then I got to thinking, training dogs, treats, is there anything like that for us as Christians and our training? Well, sure enough, about the same time I was thinking about this, I came across a Bible verse that I thought this really does connect to us. It's some 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. Notice, godliness has value for all things. Holding promise for the present life and the life to come. And he even concludes in the next verse by saying, this is a trustworthy saying. So let me read it again. This is a trustworthy saying. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Now, does that mean our training in godliness? Do we have to hold out treats and lead us along? Or does God do that? Well, no. I'll come back to that in a second. My first thought was, heck, what is godliness? And I thought, well, being like God? Well, not quite, because we aren't God. But serving, living, working, moving, emulating or imitating God? Yeah, maybe that would work. Well, I through my computer, did a little bit of word search on the word godly, and I also asked my wife for a little bit of help too, and we came across two other verses. First, in 3:16, this is 1 Timothy again, of 3:16, it says, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. Oh, so godliness is a mystery, and it's great. Well, now he goes on to explain it. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed in the world, and taken up in glory. Well, that's talking about Jesus. But what about our being godly? What? It took me a little bit of a minute. Well, then I kept on looking and looking. And in the same book, chapter 6, it says in verse 18, command them to do good. This is Paul telling Timothy, the the young pastor, tell them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. Do good, rich in deeds, generous, and share. Well, that does sound like God. He did a lot of good. I mean, he sent his son as a savior. He was rich. He poured out his very life, not silver and gold, but his blood, to buy us back. And, of course, he is generous and willing to share his Spirit and heaven with us. Wow. Well, God certainly was that. We can emulate that. But then it comes back to this 1 Timothy 3. Well, then it occurred to me, well, duh. Now, any moral person, any godly person, even if you're not a Christian, even if you're a whatever religion, being good and generous and rich in good deeds, well, anybody can do that. So what makes it different then for us as Christians? And that's where godliness comes back to the mystery of godliness in 16, chapter 3, where it said, he appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the angels, was preached in the world, and was taken up in glory. We do this for Jesus, because it wraps around Jesus. And that's the mystery of the Christian godliness. It's wrapped around Jesus, that we do it in faith related to him, that he's not only our Savior, but we now say thank you and do these things. Goodness to people, rich in good deeds, and being generous and share. I never thought about that. Sharing things with people, and I do it for Jesus. Well, now it comes back to the doggy door. Training the doggies to use it, well, we'll see how that goes. Nelson's got it. Blaze is sort of getting in it. Coco still rebels. Well, what about us and godliness? How do we train for that? Well, that's why Timothy was told by Paul at the end here, tell them to do good, be rich in good deeds, and be generous and share. We just have to practice it, trying to do these things. Ask ourselves at the beginning of the day, Lord, how can I be good to people today? How can I do good things for them and be rich that way towards people? How can I be generous and share? And at the end of the day, how have I done, Lord? Forgive me where I've done wrong and help me tomorrow. Because again, it's all wrapped around Jesus. Everything we do has that spiritual element. That's what makes it different for you and for me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Help us as we train to be godly. Help us to be as generous as you were. Help us to realize how your generosity pours out to us even now, not just to forgive us, but to strengthen us and to help us. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.